Concerning Fanny Bolton. North Shore, Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. March 20th, 1896. Friday, March 20th. I arose early, about 3:30 in the morning. While writing upon the 15th chapter of John, suddenly a wonderful peace came upon me. The whole room seemed to be filled with the atmosphere of heaven. A holy, sacred presence seemed to be in my room. I laid down my pen and was in a waiting attitude to see what the Spirit would say unto me. I saw no person. I heard no audible voice. But a heavenly watcher seemed close beside me. I felt that I was in the presence of Jesus. The sweet peace and light which seemed to be in my room, it is impossible for me to explain or describe. A sacred, holy atmosphere surrounded me, and there were presented to my mind and understanding matters of intense interest and importance. A line of action was laid out before me, as if the unseen presence was speaking with me. The matter I had been writing upon seemed to be lost to my mind, and another matter distinctly opened before me. A great awe seemed to be upon me as matters were imprinted upon my mind. The question was, what have you done with the request of Fanny Bolton? You have not erred in disconnecting with her. This was the right thing for you to do, and this would bring to her mind conviction and remorse, which she must have. She has been tempted, deceived, and almost destroyed. Notwithstanding her perversity of spirit, I have thoughts of mercy and compassion for her. If she will heed my counsel, she shall have deliverance from the snare of Satan. He has desired her soul, that he might sift her as wheat. Your own soul has been wounded and bruised, but your Savior has bought her with a great price. He has been wounded. He has been pierced afresh and put to open shame by this deceived, deluded child. She has been enamored and has listened to the voice of one who is himself far from me. He is not walking in the light, but in a false show, following another leader. He is a man that speaketh proud things of himself. The safe bond of all acquaintance, for those who desire to grow up in Christ, is perfection of character, is in confiding love and faith in Christ above all others. This are the strong and safe bonds of friendship and union, and will never become a snare. The relationship of fleshly acquaintances will need to be strictly guarded. The one whom she has thought would bring to her rest, peace, and happiness would bring unrest, sorrow, and anguish. The influence of the man whom she thought she loved would cause her to lose interest in the work and has separated her from God. She has not adorned the doctrine of Christ our Savior by her actions and experience. He will not accept as his representative the character of influence of him who has led her into a train of experiences that should be avoided by everyone. My spirit does not rest upon him. He is not an acceptable man to handle sacred things. He does not know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. He has had opportunities and privileges to understand the truth. Had he appropriated it to his individual case, he would have possessed that faith that works by love, and it would have purified his soul. He is working under a deception. He has a work to do in connection with his wife and with his children, for which he is accountable, and God holds him responsible. No woman has a right to connect her life with him as a child of God, for in thus doing, she will be guilty of the sin of adultery. Take heed, lest Satan should take possession of mind and will and character. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him. I have a warning for all such. Enter not into the path of the wicked. Proverbs 26, verse 12, 4:14. Nets are laid by Satan for the feet of all who turn aside from the straight and narrow way. A blessing is upon the way of the man who has not stood in the way of sinners. Be ye not envious of evil men, neither desire to be with them. The path of the just is as a shining light. Proverbs 24, verse 1, 4:18. The Lord hates all manner of pretense and deception and fraud. Men may appear outwardly moral, while the fear of God is not before their eyes. Those who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the deceived imagination of their own human, unsanctified judgment are under the control of satanic agencies. If the weak and erring ones would only receive counsel, they would be helped.
The feelings which lead men, women, or youth to reject advice is directly opposed to the instruction of God. If the advice had been heeded by these deceived souls, the condition of spiritual deception that has blinded the senses of both would have been avoided. There has been an entering into temptation. There has not been a consideration in harmony with the advice and warnings which God has given. Pride and willing ignorance have led you on and on, away from the Word, and thus saith the Lord, away from the principles of God's holy law, to selfish, earthly, sensual desires, walking contrary to the commandments of God. Self has risen up, provoked against words wise and safe to follow. The Spirit of God has been grieved from their hearts and understanding. Headstrong obstinacy was convicted by unyielding, because the human agent is unsanctified and unwilling to walk in the way of the Lord. Her life has been spoiled for the work for nearly a year by her strong imaginations. Take this poor, deluded soul by the hand. Surround her with a favorable influence if possible. If she separates now from you, Satan's net is prepared for her feet. She is not in a condition to be left to herself now, to be consumed of herself. She feels regret and remorse. I am her Redeemer. I will restore her if she will not exalt and honor and glorify herself. If she goes from you now, there is a chain of circumstances which will bring her into difficulties which will be for her ruin. There are those who have not the love of God abiding in their hearts. They are craving ever for a sentimental, earthly love, which cannot possibly flourish in a heart consecrated to God's service. This class will ever give sympathy where it is not called for, where it will mislead and pervert the experience of others in temptation. Their sentimental, unsanctified ideas of love are not refined, elevated, or satisfying. It is a production of self and wholly human. You are not to wait for evidence of transformation of character. The Holy Spirit alone can do this work, and mold and fashion this child's experience after the divine similitude. She has not power, if left to herself, to control a temperament that is always a snare to her, unless she keeps in the love of God, unless she humbles herself under the hand of God, and learns daily the meekness and lowliness of Christ. Leave her not to the dangerous sympathies of those who are not wise in Christian experience, who do not understand and estimate the value of the human soul under test and trial, that needs to be purified from the dross and tried as in a furnace, that they may come forth free from dross as fine gold. It is not the glitter and the tinsel that is estimated of God, but it is a refined and holy life, possessing a sanctified life, spirit, but will make men and women of true moral worth. Her only hope is to lose her self-consciousness in the contemplation of the character of Jesus Christ. The true discerning hearts, led by the Spirit of God, will die to self and will live their lives in Christ Jesus. They will keep the way of the Lord. They will not stubbornly refuse to give up their way and their will when God shall send them counsels and warnings. The Lord can bless only the obedient. Take heed, all who reach up their hands to you. Turn not away. You are to help those who need help the most. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Satan is trying to overcome these souls, but they cost my lifeblood. The mind has become infatuated by a sentiment thought to be love, but it is altogether too base a sentiment to bear the name of love. It flourishes in the atmosphere of deception and falsehood. These are sins that have been committed against me. I will give her another trial. This light has come to me after earnestly praying that the Holy Spirit would instruct, reprove, and comfort me. I place myself in the hands of God, and while writing, these matters have been opened before me. I shall at once act upon this light given. It is just like our tender, loving, compassionate Saviour to hold out encouragement. I obeyed the warning to separate from Fanny. She was my adversary. She was a hindrance to me. And now the word comes to me to cooperate with Jesus Christ in the effort in the saving of a soul. I have had nothing to do in asking the advice of anyone. I can no longer delay the writing of this. For last night, March 31st, matters were opened before me more impressively, which I write. I understand the matter better and shall work accordingly. I have taken Fanny to my home here at Sunnyside, Avondale, Currumbong. I shall do all I can to help her heavenward.